You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from PNG Field. We're getting set for the finale in what's now become a five-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. After a rainout yesterday, the first postponement of the 2023 season, the Bay Sox will play a doubleheader a couple of months from now. Bowie does return to Altoona in late June. That's the day that they'll play two, June 21st to be precise. So it's taken this six-game series down to just a five-game series. No big deal there. But the Bay Sox do lose the series by nature of having a game subtracted from the set. Altoona has already taken three games out of the first four played, and with this being the last one, simple math tells you that, oh, well, Altoona has taken this five-game series. But Bowie can still try and salvage this one and see if they can get back to a game closer to 500, as they currently sit at 5-8 overall in the year. But still, fortunately for them, a tightly contested Southwest division and still only just past the two-week mark of the regular season means that Bowie is still not too far out of it, but they really want to turn things around, especially offensively. The Bay Sox have scored either two runs or one run in four of their last five games, and even if you include the nine-run showing on Wednesday morning against Altoona at this ballpark, the Bay Sox are still only averaging about 2.5 runs per game offensively. They've really got to step up to make sure that they can back up what is still one of the best pitching staffs in the Eastern League right now. And hopefully they'll get a good performance out of Garrett Stallings today. We should be expecting a lot of contact from starting pitchers in today's contest, and we'll discuss the starters in a little bit. But first, let's open up with the numbers ahead of today's game. Bowie comes in for game number 14 in the year, a 5-8 record, a two-game losing streak for the Bay Sox. They're 3-7 over their last 10, and only 3-4 when playing on the road. Altoona comes in for game number 14 as well. They are 6-7 in the year, a two-game winning streak. The Curve are 6-4 over their last 10, and 3-4 when playing in front of the home crowds here at PNG Field in Altoona. In the Southwest Division, Altoona is currently tied for third place with the Harrisburg Senators. It was a big win for Harrisburg last night. They put on five runs in the top of the ninth inning to beat Akron and move up to 6-7 on the year. So Altoona and Harrisburg tied in third. Akron is in second as Akron sits at 8-5. Richmond is still leading the pack in the Eastern League at 9-5. The Squirrels took down Erie yesterday. It was a 2-0 win for Richmond. But Bowie sits sixth. They are 3.5 games out of first place. That's last in the Southwest Division, while Altoona, in their tie for third, are 2.5 games out of first place. So again, still a spread of 3.5 games is not that big for a very good division. Meanwhile, when you look at the Northeast Division, Portland is leading the pack and Reading is in last. That is a 6-game spread, with Binghamton in fifth place, 4 games out of first place. So if the Bay Sox were in a similar position in the Southwest Division, they'd find themselves in fourth instead of in sixth. So at least they're still holding tight. Like I said, it just comes down to the offense needing to back up what has been a very, very strong pitching staff that is putting together an ERA of 3.03 so far this season. Talking about pitching, let's open up with today's pitching matchup. It'll be Garrett Stallings going for the Bay Sox against Aaron Shortridge for Altoona. Shortridge is making his fourth appearance and third start of the year, and he has had an up-and-down season so far. 8 runs, all earned in 9 innings, so an ERA of an even 8. But he struck out 10 batters and only walked 2, so what's been the issue? Obviously, it's been contact. He gave up 4 earned runs in just 2/3 of an inning out of the bullpen on opening day, then shifted back into the rotation. He's moved back and forth there in his time with Altoona, including last year. He tossed 5 innings of 1-run ball against Erie to start the series last week, but then he gave up 4 runs, including 3 earned, on 6 hits in just 3 1/3 innings a week ago today. A lot of contact, nothing new. He had a 4.88 ERA last season and allowed 61 hits in 55 1/3 innings, but injury sidelined him until the start of June. Both of his worst outings last year came against the Bay Sox, 12 earned runs and 13 hits in just 5 2/3 innings. Both of those starts were at Prince George's Stadium, so maybe that could have affected it some, but the wide outfields here, if the Bay Sox can at least make the contact, hopefully they can find the alleys and still do damage offensively against Shortridge. That's what's going to be most important, is not getting too caught up in yourself and making sure that your swing decisions are still proper to, you know, pick up the base hits that you really, really need. Garrett Stallings getting the start for the Bay Sox, and while Bowie is 0-2 in the games that he has started, his numbers have been excellent. 10 innings so far for Stallings, including 6 innings in his last start of scoreless ball. He has allowed only 2 runs total, so that's an ERA of 1.80, 7 strikeouts, and no walks. Stallings has only allowed 6 hits. Thanks to a double play, he faced only 1 over the minimum over his entire day against Akron last week after closing the series a week ago today. Faced the minimum over the first 14 batters in total. Neither of the runners he allowed to reach base even got into scoring position. Both base hits he allowed were singles, and one of them was a weakly hit infield single as well. So Stallings has been attacking the zone strongly. 7 scoreless innings so far, second longest scoreless streak for a Bay Sox pitcher this season behind Chase McDermott. If he just continues to pound the strike zone, throw strikes, he'll be fine. He's thrown 47 strikes exactly in each of his last 2 starts while still hovering at around high 60s, low 70s in terms of his total pitch count. So if he just attacks the zone, gets some of that weak contact, maybe some ground balls to turn the tables on Altoona, because the Bay Sox have been hitting probably too many ground balls than they would like over the course of this series. Bowie has hit into a handful of double plays. I think the exact number is 9. 9 double plays Bowie has hit into over the course of this series. 8 of them have been ground ball double plays. So if Bowie can at least get a little bit of charge on some of their batted balls, while maybe seeing Stallings get some of those ground balls that the Bay Sox offense has been plagued with, they should be in for a good day. But again, remember, it's all got to start with the offense today. Bowie has only scored, as mentioned, 1 run or 2 runs in 4 of their last 5 games. That's not going to win you ball games. So if Bowie can get it rolling today, they played well in the early contest earlier this week. Maybe a 1 o'clock start today will be just as nice. We've got plenty to discuss here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. But when we return, it's Sunday. So don't forget, we're going to recap the week that was in Bay Sox baseball, get you caught up on any of the highlights that you might have missed over the last 6 days here at PNG Field in Altoona, and get you set up for today's series finale. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com, or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
All right, let's keep it going with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show here from PNG Field in Altoona. Matt Sabata's with you, and it's Sunday, so you know what that means. We did it plenty last year. We've got to get it going again this year in 2023, the first recap of the week. We'll walk you back through the last week that was in Bay Sox baseball, get you caught up on any of the games you might have missed over this last 6 days here in Altoona. So we take you back to Tuesday, when the Bay Sox were coming off of a tough 10-inning loss against Akron the previous Sunday. They were looking for a good start from Chase McDermott, and they did get one. 4 scoreless innings to open it up, but in the 6th, he started to show a little bit of an issue. Andres Alvarez singled, but then an error allowed a batter to reach, and that was the key issue for McDermott. He did get an out, but got lifted, and Xavier Moore came in. He allowed a couple of inherited runners to score, but the key issue was when Matt Gorski stepped to the plate. First pitch for Moore, and a line drive deep out to left field, a grand slam. Six nothing Altoona. So that was pretty much it. Kobe Mayo did get a solo home run later in the game to make sure the Bay Sox avoided being shut out for the first time this season, but they lost 6-1. It was a six-run fifth inning. Bowie got going with the offense quickly, though, on Wednesday, an 11 a.m. first pitch, and Kobe Mayo was leaving the park at around 11:05. Two doubles and no triples for Mayo. Two home runs, including a solo blast last night. Five RBI, 0-1 pitch. And he might have another one here. Lifted out to deep left field. Sanchez back, looking, gone! Kobe Mayo says goodbye! His second home run in as many games, third of the season. And Bowie leads 1-0 in the first. Dante Williams had an incredible day at the plate and in the field, too. A spectacular diving catch and a four RBI day. 1-0 pitch. And it's slapped the other way for a base hit. This will score Prieto. Mayo is rounding third. Let's see. The throw comes home, but it's late. Two RBI single for Dante Williams. The Bay Sox lead 7-2. Bay Sox offense a resounding rebound. They won 9-3 on Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday, though, it was much the same as Tuesday. Scoreless through the first four from both sides. The Bay Sox got a run across in the fifth inning, but Justin Armbruster tossed 5 1/3 blanks. In the seventh, however, Altoona was aided by tough Bay Sox fielding. As the 0-1, another square, and it's up the third base line. Going to be picked barehanded by Loprich. He bobbles, throws to first. It goes wide. This game's going to get tied. Sanchez scores. Alvarez is going to get held up as it's picked in right field. Bunt single, E1. It's a 1-1 game.
And another error later in the frame, and a sacrifice fly gave Altoona the lead, and it would eventually become the final 2-1, the third one-run loss for the Bay Sox this season. And then two nights ago, before yesterday's rainout, it was the first inning with Cade Povich on the mound, coming in riding a six-inning scoreless streak. Altoona, much like the Bay Sox on Wednesday, did not waste any time in the bottom of the first.
3-0 pitch. Lined in the air, deep center field. Watson sprinting back, his back to the infield. It's over his head and off the wall. This will score both. Davis is down, Peguero rounds, Leyva into second with a 2-RBI double. It's 2-0 here in the first.
That would not be it for Altoona in the frame, however, as Jacob Gonzalez would step up with an RBI single to left field. Then in the third inning, Connor Scott would come up big and finally utilize the big alleys in this outfield.
The 1-2 pitch. Ripped, rocketed out toward the right field corner. Rhodes running, and it's going to be over his head. Bounces off the warning track. Peguero scores from third, going to third, Scott. The throw is nowhere close, doesn't even get to the infield. RBI triple for Connor Scott. He replaces Peguero at third, and it's 4-0 Altoona.
A few more runs would come across. The Bay Sox would finally get their only run of the game in the top of the seventh when Billy Cook came up following a Randy Florentino double.
Here's the next. Grounded, deep in the hole, left side. Shortstop backhands. Alvarez throws to first, but it's late. Florentino scores. RBI single by Billy Cook to break a five-game hitless skid and finally get Bowie on the board. It's 5-1.
It was a tough day for Florentino behind the dish, however. He had two passed balls during the game, one of which allowed a run to score directly, and Altoona stole five bases against him. He did not catch a single base runner on the pads. It was an 8-1 loss at the end of the day, and then, of course, last night, the Bay Sox were hoping to get back into the win column, but heavy rains forced the rescheduling of that contest. They're going to be putting it on Wednesday, June 21st. Again, a 4:30 first pitch for that one. Very brief weekly recap this afternoon as we get set for Game 5 between Bowie and Altoona. The Curve have already taken the series now that it's been shortened to 5 games, but the Bay Sox will try to salvage this final contest this afternoon. We'll have starting lineups, get you a little bit of look as to how those two are structured before we get to first pitch. We're back after this. You're listening to the DC Imaging Systems pregame show on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back to PNG Field. One final time here for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you in Altoona as we're getting ready for the finale of this five-game set. Let's run you through the starting lineups for both sides. Fortunately, for those who have to write things down every single day for every single lineup, there wasn't actually a change from what yesterday's scheduled starting lineup was anticipated to be. But there are going to be some changes from the last time the Bay Sox played, of course. But there's not going to be any change 1 through 5. Heston Kerstad is going to continue leading off. He will be in right field, though. He's been making a couple of starts there now. This will be his fifth. Kobe Mayo is at third base still. Cesar Pareto will be shifting over to the shortstop position as Gilbert Lara is getting a day off. It'll just be the second game at short for Pareto this year. Both have come in this series. Zach Watson will be the designated hitter today, riding a four-game hit streak, while John Rhodes is going to be in left field for the seventh time this year. Rhodes is coming off of his first career four-strikeout game on Friday night. He came up at a couple of points with runners on base. Well, as a matter of fact, actually only 1 point with runners on base, but he was 4 of the 6 strikeouts from Altoona pitchers in that Friday night loss. Dante Williams rejoins the lineup. He'll be in center field, while Ramon Rodriguez will be back to catching today. He'll be batting seventh. Bay Sox could really use him. Randy Florentino had a tough time behind the dish on Friday, allowing 4 stolen bases. He gave up 2 passed balls as well, both of which contributed to later runs scoring. Jacob Teeter will be at first base, and then Billy Cook will be at second base. Cook was batting seventh on Friday. He's dropping down to ninth, but he did pick up an RBI last night, so that's helpful. Or 2 nights ago, I should say. The Altoona lineup doesn't feature any changes from Saturday's originally scheduled game as well, but there are a couple of changes overall. Lolo Sanchez continues to lead off, however. He broke out of a 3-game hitless skid on Friday. Henry Davis is still going to be catching today, and that's going to be very important for Altoona, as Davis had held the Bay Sox to nothing. They hadn't even attempted a stolen base until Friday night when Billy Cook stole second in the seventh inning. Before that, Bowie hadn't even attempted a single steal against Davis over the course of the entire series. So now that he's shown to be at least vulnerable and the Bay Sox offense needs to get something going, maybe they'll get a little bit more. Who knows? Domingo Lebo will be at third base batting third. He went 3-for-4 on Friday, riding a 10-game on base streak, while Matt Gorski, who had the Grand Slam on Tuesday, will be at first base. Only his third game this series, though, overall. Leover Peguero finally broke out of a long slump. He was 0-for-11 to start the series, but went 2-for-3 on Friday. He'll be at shortstop, while Matt Frazier is in center field batting sixth. Jacob Gonzalez will be the designated hitter. He bats seventh. Connor Scott will be in right field, just 1-for-11 over the course of this series, batting eighth. And then Claudio Fienol, he just got activated from the development list ahead of yesterday's game, but obviously didn't play. He was scheduled to be in the starting lineup, but we all know how that played out. Fienol only appeared in 9 games for Altoona last year. He went 1-for-23, only had 1 RBI, no extra base hits, 6 strikeouts. So we'll see if he brings anything to the table today. He'll be batting ninth at second base. But two sides ready to take the field. Altoona wearing a special Sunday alternate jersey to promote Pittsburgh, of course, their parent club, not too far away from here. The Bay Sox are going to be in their alternate black jerseys as well. But we're just waiting out for the teams to take the field. Saw that fantastic post on the Curve social media pages just earlier today. I had gotten the news last night, too, that longtime minor leaguer Drew Maggi, who had started the season with Altoona, got his second official call-up to the major leagues last night, hopefully to play his first official major league game when he joins Pittsburgh later today. So that was a fun story to watch unfold. Teams are taking the field now, though, so speaking of fun stories to unfold, we've got one coming up just a little bit on the other side of this break. First pitch and all the play-by-play. We're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Today's music.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from PNG Field. It's game 5 of this 5-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And as Aaron Shortridge warms in the mound for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Cesar Prieto, shortstop, bats third. Zach Watson, the DH, cleans up. John Rhodes is in left field, batting fifth. Dante Williams in center field, sixth. Ramon Rodriguez catches and bats seventh. Jacob Teeter at first base, eighth. And Billy Cook at second base, bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 5-8 on the season, 3-7 over their last 10, and 6th in the Southwest Division, 3.5 games out of first place. Again, their lineup features Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo, Cesar Prieto, Zach Watson, John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Ramon Rodriguez, Jacob Teeter, and Billy Cook, all to face off against Aaron Shortridge on the mound for Altoona. PNG Field here in Altoona, 325 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center, 385 feet to the alleys in left and right center. As Kerstad gets ready to step into the box, the left-hander's hitting 292 this season with a 1028 OPS in 12 games. Two doubles, no triples, still tied for the Eastern League's lead with 5 home runs, but he has not picked up one in this series. Righty on lefty to start with third base playing in as Shortridge sets, gets up to the chin, kicks, and fires the first pitch home. Kerstad swings and misses on a high fastball, and we're underway at 1:04 p.m. on a 50-degree cloudy day here in Altoona. Here's the 0-1 pitch in from Shortridge, and it's called a strike on the upper inside corner, nothing in two. 7 RBI for Kerstad this season, 12 strikeouts, 5 walks. He's 3-for-13 this week. The 0-2 pitch, swinging a foul back to the screen, and the count stays. Kerstad has been anchoring the leadoff slot for the Bay Sox for some time now. The only time he hasn't led off this series was the Wednesday day game after his on-base streak had ended. It was his first day off all season. Another 0-2 pitch up and away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. It is a breezy kind of day, coming and going, maxing out around 12 miles an hour as Shortridge turns and fires the next. Kerstad lifted in the air, foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays. Now the wind's coming in a little bit from center field, but an average turnout, especially considering the weather. This is a peculiar area that surprisingly doesn't actually do too well when it comes to Sunday day games, even though that's the norm across the sport. Another 1-2 pitch, and Kerstad blasted deep out to right field. Scott ranging back over to the warning track. He does make the distance and make the catch at the waist, just in front of the 385 sign in the right center field alley. So Kerstad flies out. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense. From left to right of the outfield, you've got Lolo Sanchez, Matt Frazier, Connor Scott, Domingo Leyba at third, Leover Peguero at short, Claudio Feenhol at second, Matt Gorski at first. Henry Davis catches behind the plate for Aaron Shortridge on the mound. Kobe Mayo digs in, 240 average, 825 OPS in 13 games. First pitch, and Mayo watches fastball miss up and inside. It's ball one. Three homers for Mayo, including two in this series. Six RBI is the next offering. Misses up and in again. Two balls and no strikes. 11 strikeouts, 5 walks for Mayo, 4 for 14 overall this week. All three of his home runs this season have been solo blasts, as the 2-0 pitch is called a strike on the inside half. Run it to 2-1. Aaron Shortridge, 6'3", 196-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Napa, California. Fourth minor league season, fourth round draft pick. 2-1 pitch, and Mayo bounces it very slowly. Swinging bunt to third, charging Leyba, bare hand, throw, but late. It was an on-target toss. Credit to Leyba for making it happen, but with how slow the ball was hit, Leyba had to go much too far to even get proper timing on it. Mayo picks up a base hit after going 0-for yesterday. He's got hits in four of his last five games. So a swinging bunt single, and the Bay Sox have a runner on base for Cesar Prieto. Left-hander hitting 370 with a 914 OPS in 13 games. Third base plays in if Prieto tries to surprise a bunt. First pitch home, and Prieto slaps it to left field for a base hit. Gets past the snuck-in third baseman, and Prieto, after losing out on his 11-game hit streak two nights ago, starts it right back up anew here in the first inning tonight. I was going to say, as Domingo Leyba was pinched in, Prieto usually does not try to surprise his bunts when there are runners on base. He'll only do it himself to try and get on base when the bases are empty. And if Leyba had been playing at a routine depth, maybe he could have made a play on that. I'm not positive to say that he would, but it would have been closer. Now Zach Watson to bat. First and second, one away here in the scoreless top of the first. First pitch in. Watson squares, but pulls back on an off-speed down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. 273 average for Watson. 749 OPS in 9 games. 2 homers, including one this series. 4 RBI. Aaron Shortridge, 1-1 on the year, an 8 ERA. That's 8 earned runs in 9 innings. He's allowed 9 runs total. Here's the 1-0, and Watson ropes it to left. That's down for a base hit. Here comes Mayo, the wave, and it's mishandled by Sanchez in left field. Bay Sox are going to score. Watson goes to second, Prieto to third. It's 1-0. Sanchez was trying to get a very fluid move in, run in to scoop the ball, and while he was scooping, trying to transfer, but he didn't catch the ball first. You've got to scoop it. That's got to be an RBI for Zach Watson, his fifth of the year, because Mayo was being waved around before the misplay was made. An error most likely allowed Watson to get to second base, and that's what they're going to rule, at the very least an error on Sanchez. But it's a 5-game hit streak for Zach Watson, his fifth RBI of the season. And now John Rhodes to bat. First pitch, and time called by the catcher just before it came in. The home plate umpire was backing out from behind the plate to signal it. The pitch came through, but there's no call, obviously. No pitch. Second and third, one away, as the Bay Sox already lead 1-0 here in the top of the first. Contact is key against Aaron Shortridge, and Bowie is making that happen already. First pitch to Rhodes, and it's hit up the middle, past the pitcher, over to second. That's going to drive in a run as it's picked up by Fenol, sent to first base. Prieto comes down to score. RBI ground out from John Rhodes, his 11th of the season. Bowie leads 2-0. Tell you about the umpiring crew with two outs. William Traynor is at third base. Denver Dangerfield is over at first. And Matthew Blackburrow calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. First RBI for Rhodes this week. He still leads the team now with 11. And in steps left-hander Dante Williams. Shortridge looks back for Anto at second base. First pitch in. And Williams watches it. Miss down and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start. So let's see how they rule this one. The Zach Watson single. It looks to be that they are going to give Watson... No, they're not giving Watson an RBI on that one. I don't know if that's correct. 1-0 pitch. Bounces in, and it's two balls and no strikes. The thing is though, here in the minor leagues, it's been a very slow rollout, but scoring changes can no longer really be reviewed anymore. In the major leagues, they can be reviewed all the time. Major League Baseball's headquarters in New York will go through a lot of those reviews. The 2-0 pitch. And Williams watches high, three balls and no strikes. But that's not the case here. Watson singled, and it's saying Coby Mayo scored before the error. They're only saying that Watson moved to second on the fielding error. That's it. They're not saying that Coby Mayo scored on the fielding error. So that's why I feel Watson should get the RBI. 3-0 pitch to Williams is outside. It's 3-1. So Watson's still stuck at 4 RBI. That's unfortunate, but it is still 2-0 Bowie. Runner at second, two outs here in the top of the first. 259 average for Williams, a 770 OPS in 10 games this season. 3-1 offering. And Williams floats it foul, third base side, in on the hands as it gets out of play. Three balls and two strikes. But at the very least, the Bay Sox do have two runs over the span of just five batters when they scored only one run on Friday. Only one run again on Thursday, and only one run again on Tuesday. So to eclipse that here in the first inning, that's momentum. Against the pitcher that you've already shown to hit for contact a lot in his career. Aaron Shortridge has faced the Bay Sox twice. Dante Williams has to get a new bat. But Shortridge has faced the Bay Sox twice. Both were last season at Prince George's Stadium. He combined to allow 12 earned runs in just 5 2/3 innings. 13 hits in that 5 2/3. He's already allowed 3 here in just the first. Working out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber, Shortridge sets at the waist. Runner at second, two away. The payoff pitch to Dante Williams is down and in for ball four. The inning is extending for Shortridge. That was his 21st pitch. And his first walk today, only his third all season. Contact is there against Shortridge. He'd already come into today's game allowing 12 hits over his 9 innings. But he had struck out 10 and only walked 2. It is going to lead to a mound visit with pitching coach Cale Johnson. But this is just about as good of a start as the Bay Sox could have asked for. All it's going to come to now is Garrett Stallings continuing to do what he's been doing so far in the early goings of this season. Give you a quick primer on the Eastern League this afternoon. Reading and Portland getting underway. Same with Akron and Harrisburg. They've got a doubleheader today. Harrisburg put on 5 runs in the 9th inning last night to overcome a deficit and win. Somerset and New Hampshire. Oh, wow. New Hampshire doing a little bit more than Bowie is right now. 3 runs in the top of the first. 3-0. And then Richmond and Erie are going to get going in, I think, about 5 minutes. So first and second now after the walk, here's Ramon Rodriguez, 167 average, a 570 OPS in 7 games. First pitch in from Shortridge, and Rodriguez pushes it over to short, backhanded on a couple of hops by Peguero. He goes the short way to Fenol at second to force out Williams, and the inning is over. But the Bay Sox plate 2 runs,
A single and a ground out to get it done. And as we move to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie 2, Altoona set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
On to the bottom of the first here in Altoona, the Bay Sox already giving Garrett Stallings an early lead, 2-0. Matt Sabatis with you, glad you're sticking with us this afternoon. As Stallings warms on the mound, let's tell you about the Altoona lineup he'll square off with. Lolo Sanchez leads off in left field, followed by Henry Davis catching and batting second. Domingo Leyba at third base bats third. Matt Gorski at first base cleans up. Leover Peguero, shortstop, bats fifth. Matt Frazier in center field sixth. Jacob Gonzalez, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Connor Scott in right field eighth. And Claudio Finol at second base batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Nunley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. The Curve are 6-7 on the season, a two-game winning streak, 6-4 over their last 10. They're tied for third in the Southwest Division, 2.5 games out of first place. Again, the Altoona lineup features Sanchez, Davis, Leyba, Gorski, Peguero, Frazier, Gonzalez, Scott, Finol, all to face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. Left fielder Lolo Sanchez leading it off, a .222 average, a .697 OPS in 9 games this season. He picked up his only base hit of the series on Friday. He's got one home run this year, 4 RBI. Third base playing a bit in and close to the line, first pitch, and Sanchez watches it just miss down low for a ball, 1-0 to start. It was a 21 pitch, top of the first inning for Aaron Shortridge. Featured a large handful of first pitch balls, the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, curveball inside, appeal to the base umpire, says Sanchez held up, count goes to 2-0. That was a good corner pitch, but just, I guess, too far on the borderline from Stallings. Now the 2-0 offering. Had to go after him with another curveball, but it gets the swinging strike this time. Pretty much the same spot. Inched it a little bit closer into the zone and got Sanchez to chase, 2-1. Stallings not wasting time. The next offering, fastball, called for strike at the knees. That one looked to be a little bit lower than the previous curveball, but I suppose Stallings will take it as a makeup call? I'm not sure. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses outside, and the count runs full here on this first batter in the bottom of the first. Sanchez on the year, 1-for-7 on full counts, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. Payoff from Stallings, blasted in the air, up the third baseline, a high arcing hit, but it's going to pull foul and get out of play, touchdown off of the party deck they've got next to the Bay Sox bullpen. Count stays full. Stallings, inversely, 3-for-8 against opponents, or opponents are 3-for-8 against him on full counts. Another payoff, and another result, blasted in the air, foul, third base side. Pretty much the exact same pitch, exact same outcome. Stallings has only struck out one batter on a full count this year. He's not walked anyone yet this season, though. So, of course, he hasn't walked anyone on a full count. We'll see what he does here. He's worked 8 full counts. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Got him with an off-speed, down and away. Stallings starts his day with a punch-out. Let's tell you about the rest of the Bowie defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dante Williams, Heston Kerstad, Gobi Mayo at third base, Cesar Prieto at short, Billy Cook at second, Jacob Teeter at first, Ramon Rodriguez catches behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. Henry Davis into the box. First pitch to the right-hander is a fastball, misses down and away. First pitch ball to each of the first two batters for Stallings. .214 average and .829 OPS for Davis in 12 games. 1-0. And he drills it deep out to left field. This one's history. Third home run of the season for Henry Davis. Altoona gets one back. Bowie still leads 2-1. Well, home runs have always been an issue for Garrett Stallings. You can almost anticipate one to happen each game. He's allowed 35 in his career. He set the single season record for home runs allowed by a Bay Sox pitcher in 2022 with 27. Broke a record that had stood for over 20 years. That's his 35th career home run allowed, his second this season. And now here's Domingo Leyba, switch hitter batting lefty.
as the infield shades in that direction. First pitch in from Stallings, and Leyba watches a fastball miss up and away, a first pitch ball to all three batters now. 378 average for Leyba, 6-for-11 series. Next pitch in from Stallings, and it's swung on and missed, curveball down, and it's 1-1. 1033 OPS in 11 games, one double, no triples, two homers, eight runs batted in. He's got a good eye at the plate. 1-1 pitch. Off speed, just misses high, I suppose. Curveball paying on to Leyba's height, more so than anything. 2-1 pitch. Reaches for it and lifts it into shallow center. Williams held for a second, but had plenty of time to jog down and make the catch. Two away. Both teams in alternate jerseys today. The Bay Sox are in their black alternates, gray pants. Shoulders have those teal stripes, while it's got the cursive orange Bay Sox on the front side, black cap. Altoona is in a Sunday alternate. They call themselves the Yinzers. It's, of course, paying homage to the slang Yinz, Y-N, or Y-I-N-Z from Pittsburgh, their parent club. First pitch to Matt Gorski is called a strike upper inside corner. It's nothing in one. So the yellow Yinzers jersey, white pants, and a black cap for Altoona today. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Down low. Appeal says Gorski held up. It's 1-1. 214 average for Gorski and 813 OPS in 8 games this season. As the 1-1 pitch is down and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Only 2 called strikes so far for Garrett Stallings, but he has been peppering the zone still. 2-1. There's another called strike. Got him with a changeup that actually sat middle-middle. And it runs the count even at 2. Gorski had the grand slam on Tuesday. The 2-2 pitch. Knuckled foul. Back to the screen. Count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind pushing out to left field. Henry Davis solo home run earlier in this frame to get one back for Altoona, but the Bay Sox still ahead. The 2-1 pitch is fouled off. Curveball back to the screen, and the count stays. Single and an error to bring in one run in the first, and then an RBI ground out by John Rhodes. Gave Bowie a 2-0 lead. It's now 2-1. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Curveball working great for Stallings so far. His second strikeout to end the first. Solo home run by Henry Davis gets Altoona on the board. As we move to the second, Bowie leads 2-1 on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Another Patient First difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Once again, welcome into PNG Field in Altoona. Matt Savadas with you as we move on to the second inning. First pitch to Jacob Teeter. Misses a bit high, a fastball, and it's 1-0 to start. 8-9-1 set to bat for Bowie here in this half inning as the Bay Sox lead 2-1. Teeter, 0-95 average. Next pitch, misses up and away. 2 balls and no strikes from Aaron Shortridge. Just 2 hits for Teeter so far in 8 games. None of them have gone for extra base hits. He's not driven anyone in. Here's the 2-0, and Teeter watches it down and inside, 3 balls and no strikes. After him, it'll be Billy Cook to bat, then back at the top of the lineup, Heston Kerstad. Shortridge has thrown 24 pitches, 13 have found the zone. 3-0. That one called a strike on the outside half of the plate, run into 3-1. But a lot of contact for Shortridge, and we knew that coming into this game. While he did have 10 strikeouts over 9 innings entering today, the Bay Sox have hit him well. The 3-1 pitch, and Teeter watches high for ball 4. Teeter's tall. He's got a lot of strike zone to give when it comes to that up and down, but that one was way high. And it's going to lead to a very quick battery visit from Henry Davis. The lazy gusts that have just been flowing around this ballpark. Somewhere along the way just lifted up one lonesome napkin, and it was just dancing in front of the broadcast booth for about 30 seconds before it fell a little bit down and a fan picked it out of the air. Pretty amusing. Got to keep yourself busy sometimes just to watch that between a battery visit. Here's Billy Cook to bat, number 9 batter, 136 average this season. First pitch home, and the right-hander checks his swing. He went around. It's a breaking ball down and away, and it's nothing and one to start. 399 average for Cook in 12 games for Bowie. One double, no triples or homers. Picked up his first RBI of the season on Friday. Teeter dances off of first base. The 0-1 pitch, and Cook lifts it in the air. Deep left center field. Sanchez closes the gap, makes the catch in front of the warning track. And there's one away. Well, these alleys can very much be your friend at PNG Field, but you've got to get a much lower line drive to really properly utilize them. Because if you can get a bounce even around halfway into the outfield, that's usually far enough away from the outfielders if you're going for the alleys to get an extra base hit out of it. But that one hung up much too long. Here's Heston Kerstad as the lineup card turns over. First pitch into the lefty. And he watches it for a called strike. Fastball nails the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Kerstad flew out to deep right field back in the first inning. The Bay Sox lead 2-1 here in the second. A 1 pitch from Shortridge, and Kerstad watches it for another called strike. Fastball on the bottom inside corner. Still heavy clouds hanging overhead. We really haven't seen too much sunlight since the clouds overtook ahead of yesterday's game. Should say yesterday's scheduled game, as the 0-2 pitch is way up and away. Davis had to hop up and throw his arm way above his head to even get a chance at it. But I think we're looking at least a relatively decent week when the Bay Sox make it back home on Tuesday for the start of a 12-game stand. 1-2 pitch. Kerstad fouls it off into the netting left side. Count stays. And it was just very lucky for both Bowie and Altoona that they met at the very end of the first half back here at this ballpark. Because scheduling in the Eastern League became more tight last season. Another 1-2. Kerstad floats it out to left field. Sanchez hesitates for quite some time to find the ball. Finally moves to his right about 10 steps and makes the catch. Two away. Yeah, last season when minor league baseball switched most of the minor leagues to split half formats, you can't reschedule a game to later in the season unless it's within the same half. So in the first half, if you postpone a game but those two teams don't meet again in the first half, then you have to cancel the game. You can't remake it in the second half. That doesn't count. Here's Kobe Mayo, first pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball down, it's nothing and one. Mayo laid down a swinging bunt single in the first inning, came around to score one of Bowie's two runs as they lead 2-1 here in the top of the second inning. Runner at first, now two away. Next pitch. Mayo watches up and in. One ball and one strike. Teeter was taking a big secondary lead over at first base, despite not attempting a stolen base this season, and the Bay Sox only attempting one stolen base all week against Henry Davis. It did draw Davis's attention, but the pitch was way too far up and in that he didn't throw it anywhere. Time called. Mayo asking for it. Wind pushing a little bit out to center field as we'll set back in on the 1-1. Yeah, so Bowie and Altoona got lucky that they still came to this ballpark for one last series at the end of the first half. The postponed game yesterday got pushed to that week. The 1-1, and Mayo hits a deep line to left center field. This one going past Frazier, but he's able to reach up and make the catch over his shoulder in one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Bowie really got a couple of good drives in there, but a leadoff walk is left stranded at first. And as we move to the bottom of the second, Bowie still leads 2-1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, "What's happening, Jack?" You know, "Hey, Jack, what's going on?" You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, "What's happening, Jack?" Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second inning here in Altoona as Garrett Stallings is back to work. First pitch home to Leover Peguero is slapped foul to the right side. It's nothing and one to start. 5-6 and 7 in the Altoona lineup, starting with Peguero, then Matt Frazier and Jacob Gonzalez as the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it's popped foul again, this time to the netting right side. Already nothing and 2-1 Peguero. As Bowie leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning, Peguero hitting 209 this season, 517 OPS in 10 games, two doubles, no triples, 0-2 pitch. And it just misses low. That one was close to the knees. Stallings probably could have gotten a called strike three there, but worry about it on the next pitch. 1-2 pitch. He gets a swing and a miss for the real strike three. Breaking ball down and away. Stallings strikes out his third batter. I brought this up a couple of days ago. I want to say, actually, it was on Friday for Kay Povich's start, is that you've just got to be flexible and at the same time, be like Teflon. Let things slide off of you if a call doesn't go your way and just go back and throw a better pitch. Here's Matt Frazier. First pitch, a check swing on an off-speed down and away. He went around. Third base umpire, the one to ring him up on it on appeal, and it's nothing and one on the lefty Frazier. Stallings is just making it work. The 0-1. Called a strike in the lower inside corner this time. Another off-speed, nothing and two. Frazier hitting 275 and 826 OPS in 10 games. As the batter calls for time, the Bay Sox were switching up their defensive positions, too, with an 0-2 count. Kobe Mayo moving closer to the line as the 0-2 pitch is down and inside for a ball, 1-2. 2-1 Bay Sox lead. A chilly, breezy day here in Altoona to close what's become a five-game series after yesterday's postponement. The 1-2 pitch hit to the right side. Billy Cook ranges to his right and makes the grab. Sidearms it over to first base. 4-3 put out, and there's two away here in the second. Four in a row set down by Stallings since the home run. Jacob Gonzalez, designated hitter today, hitting 231 this season. 568 OPS. No doubles or triples, a homer, 6 RBI. Righty on righty. First pitch. And a fastball just misses under the knees. Stallings is really coming up short, just barely, on some of those bottom end of the zone fastballs. 1-0. Tried for the off-speed to see if he could get a swing and miss, but it didn't register. Two balls and no strikes. Infield playing pretty wide open. Good gap up the middle. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Curveball outside. He didn't go. 3-0. Only the second three-ball count for Stallings today, and the other was Lolo Sanchez's full-count strikeout in the first. 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway. So Stallings in the mix now. Bases empty, two outs, as the 3-1 pitch is too far inside. First walk given up by Stallings all season. 11 and two-thirds innings before he finally allowed a free pass. Gonzalez, of all things, draws his first of the season as well. Well, with the sheer numbers over the course of an entire baseball season, you'll find just fun, unpredictable things like that, especially since we're still only 2 weeks in. Here's Connor Scott, first pitch, left-hander, watches outside for a ball, 1-0. Really, the only trouble I'm seeing from Stallings right now is that is the fifth first-pitch ball he's thrown to eight batters he's faced. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, curveball down, and it's 1-1. But the thing is, there have been a good handful of called balls for Stallings that have been just at the edges of the knees. But some of these first-pitch balls have just been pretty far outside. 1-1. Oh, that was a strike. Oh, this is a very tight zone today, as that one was on the lower outside corner but called a ball. Fastball just missed, apparently. Run it to 2-1. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's just what I was talking about. Stallings is not letting anything stick on him. Just throwing the next pitch as best as he can to try and even up, at least from this perspective, what are some minor injustices brought against him. Bowie leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Scott with a 171 average, 1 for 11 this week. Runner at first, 2 away. Pickoff throw to first, and Stallings beat him on the secondary jump. First baseman goes to the shortstop, and Prieto tags out Gonzalez. Stallings getting it done today. He picks off Gonzalez and ends the inning without needing to fire another pitch to Scott. We're on to the third here in Altoona. Bowie leads 2-1. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Top of the third here in Altoona as the Bay Sox lead 2-1. Cesar Prieto will lead it off for Bowie with Aaron Shortridge still on the mound. First pitch in, and Prieto watches breaking ball miss outside. It's 1-0 to start. Prieto, Zach Watson, and then John Rhodes to bat. If any of them reach, Dante Williams after that. Prieto singled and scored in the first. Third base still playing in as the 1-0 pitch. Prieto watches a high fastball called for strike. It's 1-1. And I brought this up, too, after saying Prieto normally doesn't try to surprise a bunt with runners on base. After the first pitch, he normally doesn't try again. 1-1. and he rips it foul just up the first baseline. A ball and two strikes now. But they've still got Leyba in on the grass there. Their decision. One ball and two strikes from Shortridge. Pitch in. And it's floated over to third. A line drive caught by Leyba. See, that's why he backed up. He had actually backed up just before that pitch had come home. If he was playing in, that would have gotten past him. So Pareto lines out to third, and there's one away. Don't forget about Tuesday, April 25th. It's the next Bay Sox home game, the next Bay Sox game in general. It's one of our first baseball and education days at the ballpark at 11:05 first pitch. So stop on by for lunch, maybe play a little bit hooky. Get your tickets at baysox.com. First pitch to Zach Watson is lifted in the air, shallow center field. Frazier running down, Pagero running out. Frazier makes the call. Center fielder makes the catch. Two away. Here's John Rhodes. Bay Sox haven't gone after the first pitch too often. Four times today. Rhodes did it himself in the first inning and grounded out to second, but drove in a run in the process. First pitch. And he watches it this time, is down and away. 1-0. Still a 2-1 Bowie lead. Three hits for the Bay Sox, only one for Altoona. Next offering, and Rhodes swings and misses. Off-speed down. One ball and one strike. It was a big hit for Altoona, of course. Henry Davis, a solo home run. Onto the berm, past the bleachers in left field. 1-1, and Rhodes lifts it high the other way, but shallow to right. Connor Scott jogging down leisurely. Makes the catch. Perfect third inning for Aaron Shortridge, something he's desperately needed after that 21-pitch first that saw him face seven batters. Bottom of the frame coming up. Bowie leads 2-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the bottom of the third here in Altoona, still a 2-1 Bowie lead. Garrett Stallings back to work. He's only allowed one hit, did give up a walk in the second inning, but picked off the runner. Made things relatively easy there. He'll deal with Connor Scott again. Scott had a 2-2 count when Stallings got out of the frame. That is a clean slate, of course, for the lefty. And the first pitch in. Scott watches an off-speed. Called for strike at the knees. Stallings is obviously going to need to be careful as he has to pick up a couple of those off-speed pitches a bit because his low-in-the-zone offerings have been called for balls. 0-1 pitch is rocketed to second base. Eats up Cook slightly off of his wrist, but it was so hard hit that he had plenty of time to recover. 4-3 put out as he gets it to first base. There's one away. Yeah, Stallings is obviously going to have to be a little bit careful because if he still wants to hit the bottom of the zone, but he's picking it up just a little bit to, of course, try for the called strikes, it could overcompensate at some point, set something too easily in the zone for what could be another big home run like Henry Davis's. Here's Claudio Fienahl, first pitch, right-hander, watches called strike on the inside half of the plate, off speed, starts to count out at nothing and one. Fienahl making his 2023 debut, the 0-1 pitch. Is bounced foul, third base side. It's nothing and two. He had been on the development list to start the year, made 9 appearances with Altoona last season, actually played against Bowie, did not register a hit. He went 1-for-23 overall in 2022. The 0-2 pitch, and he pushes it to the right side again. Cook with a good jump, picks it on the outfield grass, and a speedy throw to first gets there. 4-3 putout. Teeter was a little bit conflicted at first if he should go after that ball or check the bag, and fortunately, he got to the bag quickly. Back-to-back groundouts to second as Cook is covering some good ground, and it's back to the top of the lineup for Lolo Sanchez. Sanchez struck out looking at a full count back in the first inning, first pitch, and he squares but pulls back a called strike. Fastball nails the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Just as Stallings was having trouble with those first pitch balls, 5 of the first 8 batters he saw started ahead 1-0. Next pitch, and this one is lifted in the air to left. Initially, Rhodes ran in. Now he runs back to the warning track, to the wall, and it's gone. Game-tying solo home run for Lolo Sanchez. Second of the game for Altoona. It's 2-2. Just as I was mentioning as well, Stallings needing to be careful with lifting those pitches up a little bit. He'd been trying to hit the lower inside corner to the top of this lineup in his first trip through. That pitch was still on the lower inside corner, but brought up a little bit closer to the belt for the exact reason of trying to get the called strikes again. And he got burned on it. Henry Davison, who had the solo home run in the first, steps in and watches first pitch miss down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Next pitch. And Davis grounds it foul, third base side. One ball and one strike. Davis had the monster home run in the first. Got Altoona on the board. Now it's a 2-2 game. Second home run allowed by Stallings today. Third on the season. As the next is right down Broadway for a called strike. It's 1-2. That moves Stallings into a tie with Houston Roth for the most home runs allowed in the Eastern League this season at 3. 1-2. Just misses outside, barely. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 misses down. That's really the first pitch in the dirt that we've seen from Stallings today, and the count fills. He's up to 49 pitches so far. Payoff to Davis. Fouled off. Inside changeup. Davis on the season 0-for-4 on full counts. He has walked 6 times, however. And all 4 outs have been strikeouts. Another 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Second walk given up by Stallings today. His only 2 this season. But now we're walking on finer lines with everyone on base representing a go-ahead run. Domingo Leyba flew out to center field back in the first inning, and he digs in now. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch. And he bounces it foul, first base side. Count starts out at nothing and one. My next question is, when do we see Houston Roth again? It's got to be today, I would imagine. Here's the 0-1. Down and inside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Runner at first, 2 away here in the bottom of the third. Altoona tying the game up at 2. Next pitch. Her ball misses down and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Stallings, 54 pitches, 32 in the zone. As the wind pushes out to left field still. 2-1. Grounded to the right side, deep for Cook, but it's a slow hit, so Cook can get there. Picks it between the legs and fires to first. A trio of groundouts to second is the inning, but a solo home run by Lolo Sanchez is the highlight. We go to the fourth, a 2-2 game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gaisier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Cloudy day here in Altoona, 48 degrees right now, still a bit windy, pushing out to left field, but fortunately, even with all the heavy clouds, we're not looking at any rain stopping this contest as we sit tied at two, moving into the fourth. Dante Williams leads off for Bowie, and the first pitch to him is swung on and missed. Off speed, up and away, and it's nothing and one to start. Williams walked in the first inning, got forced out at second to end the frame, as Aaron Shortridge continues on the mound. He's had a much more effective second and third innings than he did the first. He needed 21 pitches in the first, gave up two runs. He walked the first batter of the second and then retired six straight. The 0-1. Williams, a line drive up the first baseline, but he's pulling it and it's foul. Touches down just behind home plate in the Altoona bullpen, and the count goes to nothing at two. So after Williams, Ramon Rodriguez, Jacob Teeter, as Bowie started ahead 2-0. Now they need to get the offense going again in a 2-2 tie. The 0-2 pitch. Down and inside to Williams, and it's a ball and two strikes. Shortridge lasted five innings in his first start of the season. Only gave up three hits against Erie. Didn't walk anyone, struck out six on 69 pitches. And he was able to work around an early home run and go on a big run to retire seven consecutive batters. 1-2 pitch is fouled off back to the screen again. Williams stays alive. He'd even loaded the bases in the third in that inning, or in that game, and got out of it. Next pitch. Misses high. Two balls and two strikes on Williams. Well, I'd asked both Williams and Zach Watson the same question after his spectacular day on Wednesday. Which would you prefer, a four RBI day or a day where you make a spectacular catch, the 2-2? Just up and away, fastball was close. Runs the count full. Of course, for Williams, the correct answer was both, because he did both of those things on Wednesday. And he said he'd rather take the four RBI day. The payoff pitch. Williams lifted in the air. Foul, third base side. It's just going to get out of play by the Bay Sox bullpen. Count stays. Williams 0 for 3 on full counts this year. Four walks, two strikeouts. But he said he'd prefer the four RBI day, because you're doing a lot more over the longer span of time and contributing a lot more to the overall score. Another 3-2 is fouled off again. Williams charging on those outside changeups that just keep coming his way. Shortridge deals another 3-2, and Williams watches down and in for ball four. Ooh, that is another tough called ball. The Altoona dugout is not happy, reasonably enough. Garrett Stallings said a few of those pitches called for ball against him as well, when it probably should have gone for a strike just around the knees. Williams draws his second walk of the day. That's the third given up by Aaron Shortridge. And now on to Ramon Rodriguez. Right-hander against right-hander. Short lead off of first for Williams. First pitch home, and Rodriguez watches up and away. I think it was a half pitch out. Davis was kind of shaded into the other batter's box and angling his body over to first base as if he was going to try a back pick, but he didn't throw the ball. One-oh pitch. And Rodriguez lifts it out of play to the right side. One ball and one strike. Rodriguez hit into a force out that ended the first inning. Grounded it to shortstop. Doing that here would obviously be a bit of trouble. Runner at first, no one out. 2-2 ball game in the fourth. Pickoff throw to first is close but late. Very quick move from Shortridge. Doesn't spend a lot of time moving every part of his body. Just spins and whips it over to first, and he got it on target. 1-1 pitch, and Rodriguez swings and misses on a high fastball. Davis continually looking back second base with each pitch that comes in. I say second base, first base. Dante Williams hasn't gone anywhere. The 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded very slowly to third. Tough chance to turn two. Leyba goes to Fienel at second. Back to Gorski, and it's in time. Rodriguez having a tough time keeping it off the ground. He hits into a double play. That is the 10th double play that the Bay Sox have hit into over the course of this five-game series. This one goes 5-4-3, and the leadoff walk instantly eliminated. Maybe not instantly, but on the next batter. Now here's Jacob Teeter. First pitch. He watches a curveball called for strike on the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. But again, much more effective Aaron Shortridge after that first inning, the 0-1. Too far down and in on a check swing. One ball and one strike. As he's only at 14 pitches in this inning. Needed just 8 pitches in the third. 2-1. And Teeter hits a deep line to right center field. Scott with a good jump. He's going to fall down, making the catch in right center. That wasn't a dive. That was just Scott falling. But he made the catch. And the inning is over. Lead off walk, double play, fly out to right. We move to the bottom of the fourth. A 2-2 game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the bottom of the fourth here in Altoona. Still a 2-2 game. Bay Sox have not gotten a hit since they strung together three consecutive in the first. Meanwhile, two home runs for Altoona have been their only hits. Matt Gorski leads off. Garrett Stallings delivers the first pitch in, and it's swung on and missed. Off speed under the knees, it's nothing and one. Gorski had a home run on Tuesday, the first grand slam for Altoona since 2021. The 0-1 pitch. And it misses too far inside for a ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. But Gorski struck out swinging in the first inning. After him, it'll be Leover Peguero and then Matt Frazier. 1-1 pitch. And it's grounded to short. Prieto taps his glove, waits for the ball to get to him, and he gloves it. Fires to first, 6-3 put out. That one was an easy slow roller, one gone. And now here's Peguero. Strikeout victim himself back in the second inning. I was walking through some of the numbers last season, because Bowie and Altoona faced each other so many times, and I was just trying to remember a lot of how Leover Peguero fared, because he'd been off to a tough start in this series. First pitch misses down, it's 1-0. He had started 0-11 this week. And I recalled, when Bowie faced Altoona for the first time last year, Peguero was on a hot streak as the 1-0 is lifted into shallow right. Kerstad, jogging down about 10 paces, makes the catch, two away. Peguero was on a hot streak. He was hitting around 400 when these two teams met. But over the course of that six-game series, there was just something about Peguero where he could not find a curveball. He did not get a single hit over the entire series, and his numbers just spiraled for the remainder of the season. It's like he ran into a brick wall with Bowie and never recovered. Here's Matt Frazier. Bases empty, two outs. First pitch is called a strike. Fastball hits just above the knees, right down the plate, and it's nothing and one. Next pitch home. And it's ripped to first, past Teeter, a base hit. 108 miles an hour off of the bat. Teeter had no chance at going for that one. Frazier has hits in back-to-back games and nine of his last 10. Two outs single here in the fourth. That was a hot shot. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. That's just the third hit for Altoona today, both sides with three hits. Gonzalez taking his time to get into the box. He drew a walk back in the second inning. He got picked off. First pitch. Misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. I was mentioning, right around the time Lolo Sanchez had hit his home run, the first pitch strikes are on a much better swing for Garrett Stallings here on his second trip through the order. First trip through the order, five of the nine batters had a first pitch ball. 1-0 pitch is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. But here on his second trip through the order, of the seven batters that he's faced, a first pitch ball to only three of them. 1-1. Curveball, bounced to third. Mayo slides to his left, gloves and throws across the diamond to Teeter to end the inning. Two out single, left stranded, and as we move to the fifth, a 2-2 game. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Top of the fifth inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox and the Curve are tied at two. 9-1-2 set to bat for Bowie against Aaron Shortridge. Billy Cook opening it up. Cook flew out to left field back in the second inning. After him, Heston Kerstad, Kobe Mayo. First pitch. And it bounces in. 1-0 to start. Shortridge at 61 pitches so far. Garrett Stallings at 65. These two basically on similar wavelengths. They've only allowed three hits. The 1-0 misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes to Cook. Three walks from Shortridge, two walks from Stallings. The only difference is Stallings has three strikeouts. Shortridge has yet to get anyone yet. 2-0 pitch. And Cook breaks his bat, bounces it back to the pitcher as the bat goes flying to third. Shortridge hit it off of his glove, picks it up at the base of the mound, and throws to first to retire Cook. I'd say about 80% of the bat flew away from Cook. All he held on to at the end was just the nub of the handle. Domingo Leyva just picks up the bat and hands it to one of the ball boys. We've seen a lot of cracked bats this week. It's got to have something to do with the weather. Back to the top of the lineup for Heston Kerstad. First pitch, and he fouls it off left side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Great fan catch. So nothing and one to start on Kerstad, who's already 0 for 2. Next pitch in, and he bounces it to the right side. Tough run for Fienel, but he gets there and covers it up near his feet. Throws to first base in time. Kerstad's 0 for 3. Now Kobe Mayo already. Shortridge has faced the minimum over one trip through the lineup. 11 total batters after he walked Jacob Teeter to start the second inning. Shortridge did walk Williams in the fourth, but got a double play, and that's been it. I said contact's the name of the game in this one, and that's been what's happening, but Bowie just hasn't been making the contact to the right places. First pitch to Kobe Mayo. Swing and a miss, off speed down. It's nothing and one to start. Mayo, a swinging bunt single in the first inning, scored a run. He lined out to center, deep center, in the second. Here's the next. Mayo watches off speed miss inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Much needed off day tomorrow, then the Bay Sox kick off 12 at Prince George's Stadium on Tuesday. 6 against Richmond, 6 against Erie. As the 1-1 pitch is called a strike, upper outside corner of fastball, 1-2. That is going to be the only 12-game homestand for Bowie this season when it comes next week. They had two of them last year. 1-2 pitch. Mayo swings and misses on a curveball for strike three. Another perfect inning for Aaron Shortridge. Halfway home on Sunday already. A 2-2 game here in Altoona on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capitol Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A shout out to Bill in Arnold, Maryland for tuning into the broadcast. Thank you, Bill. Always fun to see fans interacting with the Bay Sox on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bowie Bay Sox. It's the same on all three, so be sure to follow, like, subscribe, all the cool phrases for social. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Altoona, a 2-2 ball game as Garrett Stallings is back to work. First pitch to Connor Scott. Misses too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. Scott, then Claudio Fienel and Lolo Sanchez, 8-9-1 in the Altoona lineup, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off back to the screen, 1-1. Scott grounded out to the second baseman back in the third inning. Billy Cook has been having to move a lot today. He's already fielded 4 ground balls. Sent them all to first base easily, 1-1 outside. Fastball runs the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. As the next pitch comes in, and it's too far outside. Another 3-ball count for Stallings as he's up to 69 pitches so far today. First 3-ball count for him, though, since he walked Henry Davis in the third. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice curveball. So another full count. That's the third today for Stallings. One strikeout, one walk so far. Time called by Scott. He's 1-for-4 on full counts this season. Two strikeouts, two walks. Payoff in from Garrett. Is roped into center field. Williams running back. It's going to be over his head. He reaches up and makes a spectacular catch. Dante Williams does it again. The most unbelievable thing you'll ever see. Dante Williams took away an extra base hit from Connor Scott. I'm still in awe. I am still in awe. After he made his unbelievable catch three nights ago, he made an even better one tonight. Jim Edmonds playing for the Los Angeles Angels. Think of that when you think of Dante Williams right now. Unbelievable. And now what's this? Calix Crabb is coming out of the Altoona dugout, and he's going to talk with the crew chief, Denver Dangerfield. And he's pointing out to left field for some reason. He's talking with Dangerfield about something. I'm not positive on what exactly this is, but it is going to lead to a chat between the umpiring crew. As Dangerfield calls for it. I wish I had more to say on what this could have been. I'm still just kind of flown in on that... at Dante Williams' play, but whatever the conversation is between the umpires, it was brief. Dangerfield got it done and relays whatever the decision made was back to Crabb. I'm not sure what exactly that was about. Either way, it's one gone as Claudio Fenol steps into the box. He squares the bunt of the first pitch, but he hits it into his foot as the ball rolls up the line. Home plate umpire quick to catch that one and make sure that Fenol doesn't get into any sort of rundown or any sort of confusion with the fielders. So it's just a foul ball and it's nothing and one to start. Next pitch in. And he takes a late hack at it. Pops it foul behind home. Already nothing and two. The infield is going to play back now as the count goes to nothing and two. Still in pure awe at that Dante Williams catch. Next pitch. Misses down and away. One ball and two strikes on Fenol. Here's the next. Swing and just a piece. Got him for strike three. Stalling strikes out his fourth batter. And there's already two away here in the fifth. Back to the top of the lineup, Lolo Sanchez had the game-tying home run in the third as Stallings winds and deals the first. Sanchez watches down and away, just miss. It's 1-0 to start, 1-for-2 day for Sanchez overall. That was his second home run of the season. Next offering, and he rips it up the third baseline, but that one pulled too much. Nearly would have been his second of the day. But the count goes even at a ball and a strike. 1-1, too far outside, two balls and one strike. Stallings still set up to finish five strong innings as he's at 78 pitches. Next offering, still too far outside. Three balls and one strike. Bay Sox don't have anyone warming in the pen. They just want to see Stallings finish this out under his own power. Next offering, just a foul. Check swing. And it dribbles away slowly. Runs the count full. The 3-2. Bounced over to short. Prieto charges. Falls to Anita Glovett. And charges in a throw. Over to first base. 6-3 put out. A spectacular play by Dante Williams highlights a perfect fifth inning for Stallings. On to the sixth. A 2-2 game on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Cesar Peretta leads off for the Bay Sox as we move into the sixth inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. Well, it's been a tightly fought battle, 2-2 in the top of the sixth. Aaron Shortridge is back to work for the curve. First pitch, and Prieto tries to lay down a bunt, but it rolls foul. Second time that Prieto is leading off in today's game. Led off the third inning, lined out to third. He didn't try for a bunt in that plate appearance, but a lot of times when he's a leadoff batter in an inning, he'll at least try for one. And that's exactly what he went for here. But comes up empty, and it's nothing and one to start. Here's the next. Misses down and in. One ball and one strike. Prieto's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in the first. Next offering. Flared foul out of play left side. One ball and two strikes. After Prieto, it'll be Zach Watson and then John Rhodes to bat. The Bay Sox have a left-hander working in their bullpen. So that'll be Antonio Velez. So he'll be the back end of the tandem, it seems, as the 1-2 pitch bounces in. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, we've not seen Velez for a little bit, so it makes sense to bring him in. Here's hoping that he can put together a long, successful back-end outing for Garrett Stallings. Maybe the Bay Sox could get a run in this inning, put Stallings in line for a win. 2-2 to Prieto, and he lines it to the right side, through the gap for a base hit. That was a very low jump from Claudio Fienol. If he had been on it off bat, maybe he could have made a catch. Would have had to be a diving attempt, but either way, Prieto has his second hit of the game, and a leadoff base runner for the Bay Sox, the third time today. That's Prieto's seventh multi-hit game this season. Far and away the most on the team. Zach Watson steps into the box. And Watson's chatting with the home plate umpire about some sort of delay. I'm not sure what's going on here. Oh, and a pitch clock violation. Watson wasn't in the box properly. So it's nothing and one. First pitch, and Watson fouls it off back to the screen, already nothing and two. Watson 1-for-2 on the day, single to left field in the first. It brought in a run, even though he wasn't credited with an RBI on it. I still feel as if he should have been. There was an error on the play, but the runner was going regardless of the error. The 0-2 pitch, and Watson swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. That's the second strikeout for Aaron Shortridge. Both of them have been swinging, and they've come in a span of three batters. Now here's John Rhodes. The Bay Sox have not gotten that leadoff base runner past first base today. Jacob Teeter walked and was stranded in the second. Dante Williams walked and was doubled up in the fourth. Here's a pickoff throw over to Prieto before we see a pitch to John Rhodes. Rhodes on a three-game hitless skid. 0 for 2 today, but did have an RBI in the first inning with a ground out. First pitch, and he watches down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Still a 2-2 ball game. As Antonio Velez continues to warm in the Bay Sox bullpen, Altoona is getting up a pitcher of their own. Not throwing just yet. Still waiting on the bullpen catcher as well. As the 1-0 pitch is bounced over to short, could be a double play. Peguero goes to Fenol, back to Gorski, and it's in time. Yet another double play, the 11th that the Bay Sox have hit into in this series. Leadoff base runner taken off the pads, and as we go to the bottom of the sixth, it's a 2-2 tie on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It starts on Friday the 28th with our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Then on Saturday, it's Unicorn and Dragons Night. The first 500 kids through the gates get unicorn and dragon horns, plus post-game fireworks. And then on Sunday, it's a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Well, it's a tight one still as we move on to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Altoona. A 2-2 affair. Bay Sox plated both of their runs in the top of the first. A single and an error brought home Kobe Mayo after an infield single. John Rhodes had a ground out that drove in another run. As Antonio Velez takes over for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch is driven out to deep left field by Henry Davis. This one's at the wall, and this one is gone. Davis' second home run of the game comes on the first pitch that Velez throws. And Altoona takes the lead after the Bay Sox led 2-0. That is already the second time this season that Velez has given up a home run to the first batter he's seen. Just the third appearance for Velez as well. The third home run he's allowed overall. And that single pitch puts Aaron Shortridge in line for a win for Altoona. Garrett Stallings is done. He had fired five innings, given up three hits and two runs. Both were earned. He struck out four batters, walked two, and allowed two home runs. But now Velez takes over, and he's instantly in trouble as Domingo Leyba steps in. First pitch, and he swings and misses on a breaking ball down. It's nothing and one to start. Leyba, 0 for 2, flew out to center field, grounded out to second base, and looked like he tweaked his ankle on that swing. He's walking around behind home plate right now. But now he's back into the box. Velez sends in the next, and it misses down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Next offering, floated, foul ground, right side. It just gets out of the reach of Jacob Teeter. He was reaching out for it. He would have had to dive if he really wanted to make a good play at that, but I don't blame a guy if it's too cold to go for a dive on this hard turf. Well, not turf specifically, but just the phrase turf. But a 3-2 Altoona lead now. The 1-2 pitch in from Velez is lined deep out to right field. Kerstad ranging. Before he gets to the warning track, he makes the catch. And there's one away. Haven't had time to tell you about Velez. Things have been moving too fast. 6'1", 195-pound left-hander, traded over from Miami in 2022. Again, third appearance this season. He's allowed a one home run exactly in all three of his appearances this year, when you include today now. As Matt Gorski steps in, first pitch, misses down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0. That's the first multi-home run game on either side of the ball for Bowie this season. 1-0. Gorski watches a called strike. Inside half of the plate, 1-1. 0-for-2 day for Gorski. Velez has five innings of work this year. He had allowed five earned runs entering today on five hits. Next pitch. Curveball misses down and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. He's coming off of two innings against Akron a week ago today. And time called just as Velez had kicked his leg into the air. I think the umpire was just a little slow to grant it. So we wait on the 2-1 pitch. Velez quickly kicks and fires, and it's bounced to third. Mayo falls to a knee as it's right next to him, just wants to make sure he has it properly. He gets it and sends it to first. 5-3 put out, two away. But again, it's all going to come down to the Bay Sox offense, and that's pretty much what I'd been bringing up since the second inning had started. After Henry Davis's first home run in that first inning, Bowie's lead was only one run. They needed to build ground. Here's Leover Peguero, first pitch, and the right-hander watches up and away, ball one. Peguero 0-for-2, strikeout swinging, and a flyout to right field. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, curveball down. One ball and one strike, but since those three hits in the first inning for Bowie, they've collected only one since. 1-1 pitch, and it's lifted foul right side out of play, run into a ball and two strikes. Of the three base runners that they've gotten since the first inning ended, two of them have been taken out on double plays. That helps no one either. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball too far down and inside. Count runs even at two balls and two strikes as Bowie trails 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch from Velez. Bounce slowly up the third base line, and it's scooped on the bag by Mayo. Throws to first, but it's late. Bounces off the wrist of Teeter, but he keeps it within his range. That'll be a single for Leover Peguero, his third hit of the series and first today. Very weakly hit ball. Mayo did an excellent job of playing it. I think it might have actually hopped off of the bag very slightly, but it bounced off the top of the bag, so fortunately didn't get any real funky bounce in that regard. But it's the second hit of the inning for Altoona, and it extends the frame for Matt Frazier. Runner at first, still two outs. First pitch, runner goes, and it's called a strike. Throw to second is much too late. Stolen base for Peguero. He's a perfect 5-for-5 this season. Rodriguez has only caught one of six stolen base attempts this year. So nothing in one on Matt Frazier, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Velez throws back to second to try and pick off the runner. But he comes up empty. Peguero was jumping up in the air, and I mean really jumping. Getting his knees up there, probably about 2 feet between his feet and the ground. That would have been a good time to throw, but obviously you can't predict when a guy's going to jump in the air. And time called. Just as Velez had come set, Ramon Rodriguez is going to come out and talk real quick. But again, a 3-2 game, three home runs, three solo blasts for Altoona. They've been having a good season when it comes to the home runs that they've hit. They're up to 16 now, the Bay Sox only at 12. And Bowie only has two this week. Make it three. Kobe Mayo has two, Zach Watson has one. Here's the 0-1. Too far outside. One ball and one strike on Frazier. Single to right field in the fourth for Frazier. A ground out to second. Back in the second. One offering. Lifted in the air. Shallow center. Williams hesitates for some time. Jogs down. Does he see the ball? Now he does. And makes the catch. The inning is over. But not before Henry Davis takes the first pitch from Antonio Velez out of the bullpen over the left field wall to give Altoona a 3-2 edge. Seventh inning coming up. Altoona leads on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Seventh inning here in Altoona, a 3-2 curve lead after the Bay Sox led 2-0. Curve are making their first pitching change of the day as Aaron Shackelford turns in a quality start. He's in line for the win. Dante Williams leads off, squares to bunt on the first pitch, but pulls back on a high fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Bay Sox trying for some small ball to get back into this game. They've only collected one hit since the first inning ended. Nick Dymkowski takes over, left-hander for Altoona. He fires the next, and Williams watches a called strike on the outside half of the plate. It's 1-1. Final line on Shortridge. He fired six innings, gave up only four hits and two runs. There was an error mixed in there, so it was one of those runs unearned. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled off back to the screen. One ball and two strikes on Williams. Yeah, it is only one earned run for Shortridge. He struck out only two batters and walked three, did not allow any home runs. Ball and two strikes on Williams, who's walked both times he's been up today. Next pitch in, and he bounces it foul, first base side. Keep the count the same at a ball and two strikes here, as Bowie trails 3-2. Shortridge in line for his second win of the year, the 1-2 pitch. And Williams watches outside, very close. Two balls and two strikes. Nick Dymkowski, 6'2", 195-pound, 24-year-old lefty from West Springfield, Massachusetts, fires the 2-2 pitch, and Williams swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. First strikeout for Dymkowski, third overall for Altoona pitching. Now on to Ramon Rodriguez. Jacob Teeter steps into the on-deck circle. Fifth appearance for Dymkowski this season. 0-0, he's fired seven innings, allowed two earned runs, five strikeouts, one walk. He has allowed two home runs, though. First pitch, Rodriguez pops it in the air, right side, shallow right field now. The second baseman, Fienel, is the one to make the call after running out for quite some time. He makes the catch. Rodriguez has only seen five pitches today, and he's been responsible for four outs. Hit into a force out in the first, hit into a double play in the fourth, and popped out here on the first pitch he sees in the seventh. Bases empty, two away. Here's Jacob Teeter, left-hander on left-hander now. First pitch in, and Teeter watches down and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start. Teeter is 0-4 against fellow lefties so far on the young year. 3-2 ball game, three solo home runs for Altoona as the 1-0 pitch is lifted up the line the other way. This one will slice out of play, though. Hit off of the roof of one of the concession stands for Altoona, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Teeter. Here's the 1-1. Again fouled. Out of play to the left side still. One ball and two strikes. I was talking with Jacob Teeter the other day. I had gotten into a conversation with Teeter based on something I had talked with Antonio Velez about a little bit earlier this week. And all I really had to do was just about how they spend time out of games. As the 1-2 is slapped to the left center field gap. It's carrying Rodriguez, though, where Sanchez is able to run it down. He makes the catch with a little bit of a bunny hop, and the inning is over. Bay Sox go down in order. They have not sent more than three to the plate since the sixth inning. And we're stretching here in Altoona. Bowie trails 3-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Well, fans, don't forget about the upcoming Glow in the Park returning to Prince George's Stadium on Friday, April 28th. Free glow stick, glow items giveaway, light up items for the first 750 fans to help you join in on a post-game light show with those new LED lights. It'll be such a fun night with plenty of kids in attendance for our education night as well. That's Friday, April 28th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. Antonio Velez back to work, and the first pitch to Jacob Gonzalez is swung on and missed. A check swing, but he went around. Breaking ball down and inside, and it's nothing and one to start. 3-2 Altoona leads after the stretch here at PNG Field. Three solo home runs for the curve have done everything. As the next pitch in is just up and away, off speed, and it's one ball and one strike. Already a lot of response on that Dante Williams catch that has gotten onto Bay Sox social. Next pitch grounded slowly foul. I think it might have hit off the batter. Went over to the third base side, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But it was a spectacular catch. Already 10,000 views just on the video itself. Jim Edmonds in center field at Angel Stadium. Think of that when you think of that play. 1-2 pitch is a swinging bunt rolled up the first baseline, but it's going to trickle onto the right side. Come in foul, where Ramon Rodriguez picks it up. Count stays. Velez sets, stretches those arms out in front of his chest, and brings them back to the waist. 1-2 pitch. Shot on a line into center field, a base hit. Well too far from the shortstop to even make a gasp at it, as Gonzalez is aboard. He's got hits in three consecutive games now. That's his fourth hit this week. And that's the second consecutive inning that Altuna has put the first batter on base after Henry Davis homered on the first pitch he saw on the sixth. Connor Scott, 0 for 2. First pitch in, and it's rocketed foul. First base side, hits off of the tarp, nothing and one. Scott lined it into deep center field back in the fifth inning when Dante Williams put on another highlight-worthy, highlight-leading leaping catch. Here's the 0-1. He tried to check his swing, went around on a low breaking ball, nothing and two. Altoona's got a right-hander up in their bullpen. A very quick inning from Nick Dymkowski in the seventh, but Curve seemed content for that from the left-hander. They want to switch over to a right-hander. I feel like Altoona's managed their bullpen well this week. That's Noe Toribio warming up. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice off-speed. Eventually sat middle of the plate, but Velez tunneled it well. His first strikeout, fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching. Number nine batter, Claudio Fienahl. The runner at first, one away, first pitch. Right-hander reaches for it and flares it into center. Williams jogging down. A much easier attempt for him as he makes the catch around the forehead. Not necessarily a can of corn. Didn't get high up enough, but fine by me. Just as long as Dante Williams doesn't have to exert more energy than he's needed to over the past couple of days. Top of the lineup now, Lolo Sanchez. 3-2 Altoona leads here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch from Velez. Misses just up and away. It's 1-0 to start. That's the first pitch ball for Velez this inning. His first after five consecutive first pitch strikes. 1-for-3 day for Sanchez. He had a game-tying home run in the third. Next pitch here, and he checks his swing outside. He went. Run the count even at a ball and a strike. Sanchez grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Two outs, runner at first. Toribio set to come in the next half inning as Sanchez swings and misses on a beautiful curveball. Tails down and in. One ball and two strikes from Velez. And he's already snapped set. First base side, holds at the waist and stares down runner. 1-2 pitch. Check swing down and away. He held up with time to spare. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes as Rodriguez asks for time and a fresh baseball that's a little more clean. Velez gets it back as one of the throws from the bullpen went wide as well. But now Velez sets, ball in glove at the waist, and fires the 2-2. Check swing, curveball down and in, he held up. Came in and on appeal that one, count fills. Second full count, make it the third full count for Sanchez today. He's 0 for 2 on both, a strikeout in the previous ground out. 1 for 9 on the season in full counts. Velez trying to polish off a scoreless frame. Runner at first, two away. The 3-2 pitch is down and in, ball four. That's only the third walk that Sanchez has drawn on full counts this season. First walk given up by Velez, third overall for Bay Sox pitching, and here's Henry Davis. Davis could really do some damage right here if Velez isn't careful, of course. Altoona's bringing in a pinch runner. Fabricio Macias is going to replace Jacob Gonzalez at second base. Almost certainly a straight switch as Gonzalez was the designated hitter. So lefty on righty. That was Davis's first hit against a left-handed pitcher this season, that home run in the sixth. First pitch here, and he tries again but rips it foul. Line drive on an inside changeup. It's nothing and one to start. Velez sets, first and second. Two away. The 0-1 pitch. Too far outside. Wasn't going to give him the chance there. Wanted to see if he would chase. Davis did not. Looking back, runner at second, Velez cocks his head back in and fires the 1-1. Line drive, past third, base hit, picked up by Rhodes in left field. Go sign put on for Macias. The throw comes in, but it's going to get cut off, and they try to get the back end runner. They'll get him in a rundown. A run will score, but the out is recorded to end the inning. It's 4-2 Altoona on an RBI single by Henry Davis. He's driven in three of the four curve runs today. We'll step aside, be back after this with the eighth. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Already rolling on into the eighth inning here in Altoona. Temperatures have been dipping slightly. Started around 51 degrees at first pitch. We're down to 48. Clouds still hanging overhead. Fortunately, no precipitation. Winds still pushing in the low teens, mostly out to left field. It's just been sitting the same, chilly and breezy. As Billy Cook leads off for the Bay Sox, trailing 4-2. First pitch to him is called a strike on the bottom half of the zone, nothing and one. Altoona brings out a second reliever this evening as Nick Dymkowski is done. Next pitch to Cook misses down, and it's one ball and one strike. It was a perfect seventh inning for Dymkowski. That was all he needed, one strikeout. Noe Toribio takes over. 1-1 pitch, and Cook pops it up. Straight up the chimney. It's going to sail back behind home plate slightly. Davis sheds the mask, and before he gets to the warning track, he stops and makes the catch. 0-for-3 day for Billy Cook. Noe Toribio makes his second appearance this series. He came in and fired a scoreless inning and a third on Thursday. He struck out a pair and walked a pair. Toribio overall, 6'2", 194-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Santiago in the Dominican. International signing in 2016. First pitch to Heston Kerstad is up and away, a fastball. 1-0 to start. Toribio overall in the season has four appearances, a 2.35 ERA over 7 2/3, 13 strikeouts, 3 walks. Next pitch to Kerstad is called a strike on the upper outside corner. It's 1-1. 0-for-3 day for Kerstad. 2 flyouts and most recently a ground out in the fifth. As the 1-1 offering is under his feet and clips him. Kerstad tried to skip around it. It got one of his feet. I'm not sure which specifically, but I think it avoided his ankles. So that's the best outcome if a pitch is going to be in that area. 91 mile an hour. Two-seamer there from Toribio. And Kerstad is aboard for the first time today as Kobe Mayo steps up. Bay Sox have a right-hander up in their bullpen. I think that's Cade Stroud. First pitch. Mayo watches up and away, fastball miss, 1-0. Infield single and a run scored for Mayo in the first inning. He's 1-for-3 overall. A line out to center and a strikeout have followed. 1-1 pitch. Mayo watches up and in, breaking ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Remember, since the Bay Sox got a leadoff walk in the second, Jacob Teeter walked on a 3-1 count. Since that walk, Bowie has sent the minimum to the plate. Just until Heston Kerstad had gotten hit by that pitch. 2-0. Mayo watches down and away, and it's 3-0. I'm not counting the chickens just yet either, because the Bay Sox have already hit into 2 double plays in this game and 10 in this 5-game series. 3-0 pitch to Mayo, however, is high for ball 4. That's the first walk by Toribio, of course. 4th overall for Altoona pitching, and the tying run is on base with only one out here in the 8th inning for Cesar Prieto, already a 2-for-3 day. Prieto has the only hit for Bowie outside of the first inning this afternoon. He did have a hit in the first inning, a single. He scored the second Bowie run as they trail 4-2. He singled again to lead off the 6th inning and got taken out on a double play. But a 4-2 game, 7 hits for Altoona, only 4 for the Bay Sox. As Bowie has their first runner in scoring position since the first. Third base plays in. First pitch from Toribio is up and away, a fastball. 5 consecutive outside of the zone. You can count it as 6 after Heston Kerstad got hit by the pitch. And Altoona is instantly getting a new right-hander up in their bullpen. 1-0 pitch. And Prieto ropes it on a line to right field, falling quickly, and it's down for a base hit in front of Connor Scott. Kobe Mayo is not going to try and score. He's held up at third base. Or Heston Kerstad's held up at third base. Kobe Mayo is definitely not going to try and score. But it's the 4th 3-hit day of the season for Cesar Prieto. His third single. And it loads the bases with one out for Zach Watson. It'll lead to a mound visit. Four 3-hit games for Prieto in 14 total games this season. A lot of his time spent down here is making sure that he can play second base too, so it's a good thing that the Bay Sox have him while they do. Because he's, at this point, still pacing a lot of the offense as he leads the Eastern League in total hits. Zach Watson steps up. This is his first plate appearance with the bases loaded this year. A double play would end the inning, though. First pitch from Toribio, and Watson watches outside for a ball. 1-0 to start. Watson, 1-for-3 today. Single to left field in the first. It brought home a run, but that was on an error. He did not get an RBI. He flew out to center, struck out swinging. 1-0 pitch. Watson rips it on a bouncer up the third baseline, fair into the corner. This is going to tie the game. The Bay Sox could take the lead. Kerstad scores. Mayo scores. Prieto's held up at third. But a game-tying 2-RBI double by Zach Watson. It's 4-4 here in the 8th. The Bay Sox have not been a particularly successful team when it comes to overcoming deficits late in game. Remember, last year, they only had 3 wins all season in which they were trailing in the last 2 innings of play, so the 8th or 9th inning. They haven't done it yet this year. They've already blown 2 games in which they led in the 8th or 9th inning. But to tie it now is such a great start, and to have leading run at 3rd and an additional run at 2nd. Oh, here comes Calix Crabb yelling at the home plate umpire. What is this all about? He's not making a pitching change. He's just yelling at the home plate umpire. How is Calix Crabb getting a longer leash just for instantly going out to yell at the home plate umpire than Kyle Moore did 2 nights ago when Moore got ejected? This very much seems to be inconsistent from the umpiring crew. I know it's a different umpire specifically from the one that ejected Kyle Moore, but the one that did eject Moore is now down from third base and shooing Calix Crabb away. I'm still confused as to why he's getting such a long leash in this instance. I don't even know what he's arguing about, to be completely honest with you. If he's saying that there were a couple of pitches in that Watson plate appearance, or at least the first pitch in that Watson plate appearance should have been called a strike, I'm not sure. But I truly do not understand the double standard here as to why Kalex Crabb got such a long leash to go after the umpiring crew when Kyle Moore got thrown out so quickly two nights ago while his back was turned to the umpire. John Rhodes steps in after the distraction, and the first pitch is swung on and missed down. A fastball starts to count out at nothing and one. Rhodes is hit into a double play. Second and third, one away, a 4-4 game here in the top of the eighth. He drove in a run with a ground out in the first. 0-1 pitch. Rhodes watches outside. One ball and one strike. But it's an 0-for-3 day for Rhodes as he's on one of his longest hitless skids of the season. He's 0 for his last 14. The 1-1 pitch. And he bounces it deep in the hole to short. Backhanded by Peguero. Throws home, and they're going to be it out Prieto. Fielder's choice goes 6-2. In a close game like this, you can see both sides to running on contact or not. But Rhodes reaches on a fielder's choice as Watson goes to third. Hindsight is always going to be 20-20, but that's a tough out for the Bay Sox. And that's going to be a pitching change. Kalex Crabb isn't even the one to come out and make it, as Altoona is done with Noe Toribio. Leading run still at third, but two outs for Dante Williams. We'll see what he can do and tell you about the new pitcher when we return. 4-4 game in the eighth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
We continue at the top of the eighth inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox have put on two runs in the frame and forced a pitching change from the curve. Noe Toribio blew the save over two-thirds of an inning. He got a pop out and a fielder's choice for his only outs. Two hits, currently two runs. Two runners on base belong to him. Did not strike anyone out, walked a batter. As Tanaj Thomas takes over to face Dante Williams with runners at the corners, and two away here in a 4-4 game, top of the eighth. Thomas pitched two nights ago. 6'4", 210-pound, 23-year-old righty from Freeport in the Bahamas, traded over from Cleveland in 2018. But his outing was cut short by the rain delay. He faced two batters, retired them both. Williams 0-for-1, a strikeout with two walks. First pitch into the lefty. And he watches a called strike at the knees. Fastball starts to count out at nothing and one. Williams walked in the first and in the fourth, but he struck out swinging in the seventh. Third base is playing in. I find that peculiar with two outs. 0-1 pitch. Down and inside, Davis had to sneak behind Williams to make sure it didn't get by. Williams had to kick his feet out of the way. Rhodes at first, Watson at third. The two RBI double by Zach Watson tied the game as he bounced it up the third base line into the corner. 1-1 pitch from Thomas, and Williams watches up and away for ball two. On the season, Thomas has five appearances, only 4 2/3 innings. 3.86 ERA, three strikeouts, three walks. He's allowed one home run. Lefties have actually hit him hard, a whip of two against left-handed batters. 2-1 pitch, and Williams fouls it off of himself. Count goes even at two. Now the Bay Sox want to jump ahead here. Their best opportunity, of course, since the first inning. And they don't want to set up any sort of possibility for an extra inning game. The Bay Sox have, over the last two seasons, not fared well in extras. They're 0 for 2 already this season. Thomas, in his stretch, waits. Finally, the 2-2. Rhodes takes off. Williams swings and rolls it foul, first base side. Interesting decision by Rhodes. What happened here? Did Henry Davis get hit on the backswing? Or did he get hit by the foul? Davis has shed the mat. He must have gotten hit by the foul ball. And it must have bounced off of him and started rolling up the line. Because Davis took the mask off. He was down to his knees. And now the athletic trainer is coming out to chat. Well, it looks like I'm mistaken. Calix Crabb was ejected. He must have been thrown out from the dugout, and I had my head down. That's why he was out and talking with the umpire when I was saying that he had been given too much leeway. Here's the 2-2. Williams bounces it up the middle to short. Going to be a tough play. Scooped by the shortstop. He can't go to second. Throws to first, but it's just in time to beat out Williams. Just as Watson was coming home to score, Williams is lit up. The Bay Sox are going to have to try and hold him in. Kyle Moore is talking with the umpires about it, saying you can't take that away. Rhodes had beaten out Peguero, trying to bounce him out at shortstop. And Kyle Moore is talking with the umpires about that call, but we're going to have to take a break. The Bay Sox score two and tie the game at four as we move to the bottom of the eighth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV and anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
All right, this argument has lasted the entire break. It's carried over into what should be the bottom of the eighth inning as the third base umpire is really having a tough time dealing with the Bay Sox and I guess what's been some criticisms that could be average, below average, above average. I don't know which way they're leaning. But the third base umpire, Willie Traynor, who ejected Kyle Moore two nights ago. I'm not sure if he's ejected Moore here, but we think he ejected someone in the Bay Sox dugout, and now Kyle Moore is ejected. What we thought happened during the inning break is that Kyle Moore had been doing fine. holding his tongue with the umpire. But the way the umpire was gesturing to the Bay Sox dugout made it seem as if he had ejected someone in the Bay Sox dugout. No one up here in the press box saw him throw anyone out. He was just pointing at the Bay Sox dugout, calling someone out. We couldn't tell if he was saying that that person had been ejected or if he was just telling that specific person, we don't know who, to just be quiet in the dugout. Whatever the case, as the inning was getting set to begin, the umpire had ejected, I believe, is Houston Roth. As Roth was headed to the Bay Sox bullpen, he had ejected Roth. Roth has now walked back and is headed to the clubhouse. Kyle Moore had gone back to the Bay Sox dugout. He did not realize that Houston Roth had been ejected. When he found out that Houston Roth had been ejected, he came back out of the dugout and went to talk with the umpire again. Again, this is all Willie Traynor, the third base umpire, who Friday had ejected Kyle Moore and Zach Watson for perceived issues with the strike zone that both sides are having issue with. Kalix Crabb has already been ejected earlier in this game, the Altoona manager, because of his issues with the strike zone. But now Willie Traynor has ejected Kyle Moore, and he is still getting his conversation in, his thoughts to be heard with the umpiring crew. All three of them are talking with him about two-thirds of the way down the third base line as they straddle the line. And since all of the umpires are clad in just about as warm of clothing as they can be, I can't tell any of them apart. They've all got gloves on, they've all got face covering, so if I look down for a second and they shuffle in any direction, I've lost them. But it looks like Kyle Moore is finally done. And who else was it? No, we only know about Kyle Moore. There was at least one person in the Bay Sox bullpen that was also ejected. I'm honestly not sure who it was. I believe it was Houston Roth, but I can't be certain. To catch you up on this game, it's 4-4. We're into the bottom of the eighth, and the Bay Sox are making a pitching change. First pitch from Cade Stroud to Domingo Leyba is called a strike on the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Stroud replaces Antonio Velez, who was in line for a loss before the Bay Sox tied the game. Next pitch, a curveball, misses high a little bit, but the count goes to a ball and a strike. This is not going to be a well-remembered series by either team. 1-1 pitch. Called a strike at the knees. And it's one ball and two strikes on Leyba, who's 0 for 3 today. Two innings for Antonio Velez. He allowed three hits and two runs. Both were earned. 1-2 pitch from Stroud. And it's a half swing fouled off back to the screen. Count stays. Velez struck out one batter, walked one batter, and gave up one home run. Three solo home runs for Altoona in this game. Two of them by Henry Davis, one by Lolo Sanchez. As the 1-2 pitch is grounded foul again by Leyba. He flew out to center field in the first, grounded out to second in the third, and then lined out to right field his last time up in the sixth. Next pitch misses outside. So two balls and two strikes from Stroud. Here's the next. Ripped out toward right field. Kerstad with a good jump on it. Nearly overran the ball. Had to come to an abrupt halt. And he makes the catch. Leyba can turn on it. And he just hasn't gotten enough on it. So now here's Matt Gorski. Again, a 4-4 game. Gorski is 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice, struck out once. Let's tell you about the new pitcher at some point. Why not? Cade Stroud, a 6'2", 200-pound right-hander. Drafted out of West Virginia in 2019. Fires the first, and Gorski, with a half swing. How did he not go on that one? Too far outside. That looked like a pretty surefire check swing. Or a strike on a check swing, but either way. 1-0 pitch, and it's grounded to third anyway. Kobe Mayo slides to his left and scoops. Low toss, still gets just above the ankles of Jacob Teeter in time. 5-3 put out, here's Leover Peguero. Stroud making his fourth appearance this season. He's fired 5 1/3 innings of scoreless ball. He's only struck out 3 batters and walked 4. And now he faces Leover Peguero, who had an infield single back in the 6th. First pitch. And Peguero watches fastball for called strike on the outside half. It's nothing and one. Top of the 9th, we'll see Bowie bring Ramon Rodriguez, Jacob Teeter, and Billy Cook to bat. Bottom 3 in the lineup as the 0-1 pitch is smoked foul into the Altoona dugout. Count goes to nothing and 2. Well, those trio will try to get something started and hope to avoid either a walk-off loss or an extra inning game. 0-2 pitch. Misses down. Ball and 2 strikes now. Next offering in. Too far outside, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're getting some confirmation. I was incorrect on it being Houston Roth. Wandason Charles and Connor Loprich are both in the clubhouse now, so they either they left voluntarily or they're the ones that have all been tossed. The 2-2 pitch is fouled off of home plate. Count stays. So I would assume Loprich is one of them. Charles could be in either direction because he's on the development list. Bases empty, 2 outs, a 4-4 game in the bottom of the 8th. Another 2-2 from Stroud. Misses high, a fastball, 97. Count runs full. First full count Peguero has seen today. He's 0-3 on full counts this season, a strikeout and a walk. Payoff pitch. Too far down and away. Ball 4. First walk for Stroud. Fourth overall from Bay Sox pitching. And Altoona has a go-ahead run on base for Matt Frazier. Frazier singled the right field in the 4th. Flew out to center in the 6th. Grounded out in the 2nd. A pickoff throw before he sees a pitch here, but no slide, no tag. First pitch here, and it's a fastball called for strike in the lower outside corner at 97. But we've seen pitches in that corner called for ball plenty of times today. Boy, Bowie is going to be so happy when they don't have to deal with this crew next week. Altoona, too. The 0-1. Sprayed foul left side out of play. Count to nothing and 2. Stroud has gotten a first pitch strike to 3 of the 4 batters he's seen. You just want to keep that going. Second appearance this series for Stroud. You could very well see him in the 9th inning as well. Pickoff throw to first. Nearly got Peguero on his secondary lead. But it was a quick catch from Peguero to turn back and scamper to the base. Peguero did steal 2nd back in the 6th inning. 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Still a 4-4 game here in the bottom of the 8th. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Stroud gets a low breaking ball outside to get Frazier chasing. His first strikeout ends the inning, strands a runner at first. We go to the 9th. The Bay Sox will try to get something going before we have to think about extra innings. A 4-4 game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
On to the ninth inning here in Altoona. Thank you, as always, for spending your afternoon with us, because we've got a tight one. 4-4. First pitch to Ramon Rodriguez is bounced foul third base side. It's nothing and one to start. Altoona makes a defensive change. Henry Davis is done for the day. The catcher is going to be replaced by Dylan Shockley, as the 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez is lifted up the line foul. Still third base side. Two quick foul balls, and it's nothing and two on Rodriguez, who's 0-3 on the day. Bay Sox came back from a 4-2 deficit to tie it in the eighth. 4-4 here in the ninth, with 7, 8, and 9 set to bat for Bowie in this frame against Tanaj Thomas. 0-2 pitch, and Rodriguez watches outside for ball. One ball and two strikes. After him, Jacob Teeter, then Billy Cook. If any of them reach, Heston Kerstad will bat. As the 1-2 comes home, and it's too far down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2. Rodriguez reaches forward and pokes it slowly to third. Two bounces where it's picked at the knee by Leyba. He throws to first a little off target to the left, but it's still there in time. 5-3 put out, and there's one away. Bay Sox want to avoid getting to the ninth inning tied. Obviously, it's still very much possible. But Bowie has had a tough time, especially in road games over the last year plus, when they go into the ninth inning tied. Sometimes even when they go into the ninth inning ahead. Here's Jacob Teeter. First pitch. And it misses up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. But fortunately for Bowie, they did bring in Cade Stroud at what seems to be a good time. Stroud went three innings against Altoona, scoreless earlier this week. As the 1-0 pitch is bounced to first. A hard shot, but Matt Gorski was shaded perfectly for it. Up the line, he'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted, as Teeter is 0-3 on the day. And now Billy Cook to bat. The Bay Sox have already suffered one walk-off loss this season. It was the last road game of their, or the last game of their last road trip. Saturday against Hartford, Bowie had a lead going into the eighth inning and blew it. Game went into extras, and the Bay Sox came up empty in the top of the 10th and lost in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch to Billy Cook. He squares the bunt, but pulls back, and it's called a strike anyway. Fastball hits just above the knees. Nothing in one to start. Cook on an 0-3 day. Popped out to the catcher in foul territory his last time up, the 0-1, and he takes a half swing and accidentally pushes it back to the pitcher. Tanaj Thomas gloves and underhands to first. Hopefully that's not a sign of trouble to come for the Bay Sox, just an accidental ground out. Bowie goes down in order in the ninth. They'll hope for extras as we move to the bottom of the frame. 4-4 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the ninth inning here in Altoona, a 4-4 game. Bay Sox had all their offense early, then a little bit more late after falling behind 4-2. They led 2-0, gave up four consecutive runs, including three runs driven in by Henry Davis, but put on two runs in the eighth on a double by Zach Watson to tie the game. And in the bottom of the ninth, Cade Stroud delivers to Fabricio Macias. First pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Macias making his first appearance at the plate today. He's still looking for his first hit of the season. He picked up an RBI on Friday, 1-0, and it's ripped up the first baseline, but foul, hits off of the bleachers. One ball and one strike. Macias was, much like Claudio Fienol later in the lineup, activated from the development list just ahead of Friday's game. Macias went 0-for-3 on Friday with a sacrifice fly. 1-1 pitch. And he watches down and in for a ball, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and one strike. Jacob Gonzalez was the original starter in this one as the DH. He went 1-for-2. The single as the 2-1 is a late swing, lifted foul out of play right side. But Macias came in as a pinch runner in the seventh inning, and he scored for Gonzalez on the RBI single by Henry Davis. That eventually turned into an out later when Lolo Sanchez got caught in a rundown on the back end of the play. 2-2 pitch from Stroud. Just misses. Fastball outside at 96. Count runs full. Again, a 4-4 ball game. Altoona will play with winning run at any point this inning. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Winning run is on base. Second walk given up by Stroud. Fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now Connor Scott to bat. Again, the Bay Sox are in a good position with having Stroud out, at least, because he can go long in relief for Bowie. Three innings earlier this week. If this game extends into the 10th, maybe even a potential 11th, Stroud can be on the mound for that. First pitch to Scott, and he takes a half swing, fouls it off of home. High fastball, nothing in one. Macias was not on base to attempt a stolen base. On Friday, of course. Had 41 games with Altoona last season. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, lined into right center field, a base hit. Picked in center by Dante Williams. Winning run is at second base, still with nobody out. I was going to bring up Macias' stolen base numbers last year. He went 5-for-9, but stolen base probably not in the cards now that he's at second with nobody out. Claudio Fienol could probably lay down a sacrifice bunt if he so pleased and then set up Lolo Sanchez and what would have been Henry Davis, but not Davis anymore. It's instead Dylan Shockley. For the time being, though, we're going to get a mound visit from pitching coach Forrest Herman. Checking in on the Eastern League, Portland putting on a four-run eighth inning. They're still in the midst of that against Reading right now. It's 6-1. New Hampshire scored 3 runs in the top of the first against Somerset, but their offense has gone quiet since, and Somerset has woken up. They lead 7-3 in the top of the ninth. Top of the eighth down in Richmond as the Squirrels lead Erie 4-3, but Seawolves have tying run at third base with only one out. Game one of the doubleheader between Harrisburg and Akron went in favor of the Senators, 3-0 shutout. Game two coming up soon. And then Binghamton and Hartford got postponed. They're going to remake that game on May 10th. So they've got a few days, a couple of weeks, rather, before they want to make that one up. Mound visit over. Here's Claudio Finol, 0-3 day. Third base playing very far in. Kobe Mayo anticipating the bunt. And Finol is showing the bunt. First pitch. He lays it down right back to the mound. Stroud throws it to first. Winning run moves to third base. Perfectly executed sacrifice. It goes 1-3. And with one out, force outs are off the table. Lolo Sanchez just needs to get it out of the pinched-in infield. And Altoona will have the win. The Bay Sox have already suffered one walk-off loss this season. First pitch home. Sanchez watches fastball miss outside. It's 1-0 to start. 1-for-3A for Sanchez. Solo home run in the third inning. Tied the game at 2. He walked in the seventh and was thrown out on the base paths following a single. Next pitch. And he lifts it in the air. Center field. Might be tough. Shallow enough. Williams running in. Makes the catch. Runner tags. Here comes the throw from Williams. It's slightly up the line. It's off target. And Altoona walks it off. Here on Sunday, second walk-off loss for the Bay Sox this season after suffering a minor league leading 12 in 2022. 5-4 final, we'll tell you more about it with Bay Sox postgame after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, once again, the Bowie Bay Sox are dealt a heartbreaking loss on the road, something that they have gotten, unfortunately, very used to over the last year plus. They are dealt their second walk-off loss of the season after being handed a minor league leading 12 in 2022, 5-4 at the hands of the Altoona Curve this afternoon, taking only one game out of the five-game series on the road in Altoona. Matt Sabatis with you from PNG Field here in Altoona as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame. We'll recap this game in depth. then get you a quick breeze around the Eastern League, look around some of the scores that are closed, some of the scores that are still in action, of course, and look at the Orioles organization as well before we close up shop and get you set up for Tuesday when Bowie opens a 12-game homestand against Richmond and Erie. But first, we recap. So we go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 104 p.m. when first pitch came home from Aaron Shortridge to Heston Kerstad. Kerstad flew out to right field, and Kobe Mayo came up to follow. Mayo was able to get on base with a little squibber, an infield single that got to third. Cesar Prieto followed with a single of his own, a much more well-struck ball to left field. And Zach Watson stepped up, gave Bowie a very early lead. Here's the 1-0, and Watson ropes it to left. That's down for a base hit. Here comes Mayo, the wave, and it's mishandled by Sanchez in left field. Bay Sox are going to score. Watson goes to second, Prieto to third. It's 1-0. So a 1-0 lead for Bowie. A ground out by John Rhodes later in the inning brought home a second run, so Bowie was up 2-0 before Garrett Stallings even stepped onto the mound. Stallings struck out the first batter he saw, Lolo Sanchez, but the second batter he saw, Henry Davis, a much different story. It's 1-0, and he drills it deep out to left field. This one's history. Third home run of the season for Henry Davis. Altoona gets one back. Bowie still leads 2-1. So it was still a Bay Sox lead. Garrett Stallings needed 20 pitches to get through the first inning, and he had a much cleaner second inning as well. But after the Bay Sox first inning, their offense shut down. They got one more hit between the second and seventh inning. They only got three base runners total in that same time span. A six-inning span that saw three base runners, two of whom were eliminated on double plays. No one even got into scoring position. And as the game progressed, it was on Garrett Stallings to try and make sure he could hold on to that slim one-run lead, but that's difficult at this ballpark. And Lolo Sanchez turned the tables on him in the third. Next pitch, and this one is lifted in the air to left. Initially, Rhodes ran in. Now he runs back to the warning track, to the wall, and it's gone. Game-tying solo home run for Lolo Sanchez, second of the game for Altoona. It's 2-2. And that would not be it for the curve. Stallings would be done after five innings. He took a no decision in the contest since it was tied at two when he departed. But Antonio Velez came in the sixth, and the very first pitch he threw gave Altoona the lead. As Antonio Velez takes over for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch is driven out to deep left field by Henry Davis. This one's at the wall, and this one is gone. Davis's second home run of the game comes on the first pitch that Velez throws, and Altoona takes the lead after the Bay Sox led 2-0. Davis wasn't done there, however. In the seventh inning against Velez as well, he picked up a two-out RBI single. The out would be recorded later on in that same play as another batter on the base, or another runner on the base paths, got thrown out. But Velez gave up the two runs over just two innings, and the Bay Sox were down by two going into the eighth. Some troublesome area for them historically. But against Noe Toribio, they did find some room to work with. Heston Kerstad got hit by a pitch, while that's not necessarily pleasant, and got him on base. Kobe Mayo drew a much more easy walk, and Cesar Prieto singled to load the bases. Made way for Zach Watson to step up and tie the game. 1-0 pitch. Watson rips it on a bouncer up the third baseline, fair into the corner. This is going to tie the game. The Bay Sox could take the lead. Kerstad scores. Mayo scores. Prieto's held up at third. But a game-tying two RBI double by Zach Watson. It's 4-4 here in the eighth. So a 4-4 game. Bay Sox have had some tough time putting on runs, especially when trailing late in game. The eighth inning has been surprisingly good for Bowie, but the seventh and ninth, they're just normally not too good at. In the bottom of the eighth, Altoona went down empty, but the Bay Sox went down in the top of the ninth against Tanaj Thomas on what was only about seven pitches. In the bottom of the ninth, still against Cade Stroud, who fired a scoreless eighth, Stroud walked the first batter he saw, Fabricio Macias, gave up a single to Connor Scott, sacrifice bunt, pushed both runners into scoring position, and that was all Altoona needed to serve Bowie their second walk-off loss of the year. Next pitch, and he lifts it in the air. Center field might be tough, shallow enough. Williams running in, makes the catch, runner tags. Here comes the throw from Williams. It's slightly up the line. It's off target, and Altoona walks it off here on Sunday. Second walk-off loss for the Bay Sox this season after suffering a minor league leading 12 in 2022. So your final box score, Bowie scores four runs on six hits, no errors, they left on five. Altoona scores five runs on eight hits with one error, they left on six. Winning pitcher is Tanaj Thomas. He moves to 1-0 on the season as Cade Stroud takes the loss. He falls to 0-1. Game was played in 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a paid attendance here in Altoona of 3,432. The Bay Sox are on their longest losing streak of the season as they fall to 5-9, three consecutive losses for Bowie, as they're now 3-5 on the road and already 1-4 in games decided by one run. That is a tough number. With the win, Altoona moves to an even 500, 7-7. A three-game winning streak is their longest of the season, as they move to 4-4 at home and 2-1 in games decided by one run. We'll step aside when we come back. A quick look around the Eastern League, see how this game impacts Bay Sox in the standings, and then the Orioles organization as well. We're back after this. Another walk-off loss for Bowie. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Today's music ain't got the same song.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNEV on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, back one final time here from PNG Field in Altoona. Matt Sabatis with you as we get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame. Another walk-off loss for Bowie. 5-4 to close out this five-game series as Bowie only takes one of the five games this week. Let's go around the Eastern League, get you caught up on the final scores that have been brought in as there are two games still in action. Erie just tied up their contest with Richmond in the bottom of the eighth. They're now knotted at four, but Richmond does have their go-ahead run at third base at the moment. One game postponed, Binghamton and Hartford. They'll try and make it up in May when the two teams see each other again. Meanwhile, Portland took down Reading 6-1, an 11-4 start for Portland over their first 15 games. Somerset overcame an early 3-0 deficit to beat New Hampshire 7-3. Harrisburg shut out Akron in game one of a doubleheader 3-0. Game two is just now getting underway as Harrisburg is 7-7 with that game one win. Orioles organization, everyone is still in action. Norfolk is continuing their incredible run to start the year. They're already 14-5 and currently leading 17-5 over the Rochester Red Wings. That's the Nationals affiliate. They're at the stretch right now down at Harbor Park. Delmarva leads Fredericksburg 7-5 in the top of the eighth as the Shorebirds try to move to two games above 500. Aberdeen is having a tough time, though, as they're 5-8 on the year and trailing Jersey Shore 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. But again, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately, it was not a good one yet again, as the Bay Sox are dealt their second walk-off loss of the season, and their 14th over the last two seasons. A 5-4 final at the hands of Altoona this Sunday afternoon. Two sides will meet again later in the year when Altoona comes to Prince George's Stadium starting on May 16th, but the Bay Sox look ahead to April 25th. And they start a 12-game homestand and a 6-game series against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Chase McDermott is the scheduled starter for Bowie, with Game 1 coming on Tuesday, an education day at the ballpark, meaning an 11:05 first pitch. So if you do have the time to come on out to the ballpark, maybe play a little hooky, please be sure to join us. If not, you can have us on with coffee, join us for lunch, just tune into the broadcast whenever you feel comfortable. It'll be a 10:45 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Again, that's Tuesday, April 25th. That's going to do it for us, though. Here from Richmond, Matt Sabata saying, thank you for stopping by this afternoon. Wish I had a better outcome to tell you about. However, the Bay Sox fall to Altoona today, 5-4 in walk-off fashion. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.